Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brittany. May I please have the zip code on the account that you're calling in about?
76116.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
Christy Masters.
Thank you. And your address, please?
2540 Ridgemar Boulevard, apartment 27, Fort Worth, Texas, 76116.
Thank you. So locate an account for a daily plate, which is an app on your phone that provides recipes based on low carbs. It shows that your account was canceled and refunded on April the 3rd for $55. How can I assist you today?
Well, you all have charged me again. I did never sign
for how
up
much?
For this. You charged me $24.99 on the 23rd of this month.
Yes, ma'am. I do. You said $24.99?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. You have the wrong department for that, but I do have the correct phone number for you.
The correct phone? What good does that do me?
With me providing the correct phone number, it sounds like it's the Evo Trainer, and that's a different department from us. See, about 3 or 4 months ago, we used to do the Evo Trainer, but then they got their own department now, so they deal with strictly Evo Trainer.
Okay, but I don't even know what that is. I didn't sign up for this. I don't want to be charged for this.
Yes, no, you'll need to call this number and let them know.
Oh my God, this is so ridiculous. It's such a fraud. I had to pay in shipping on something I ordered, and it ended up in this plan thing. I mean, it's such fraud, and I'm going to turn this in. This is ridiculous. Go ahead, give me the number.
855-207-1119.
Okay, I hope that someone answers there.
Yes, ma'am, they will.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer care. Bye-bye.
Bye.